need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, Easter bunnies and pagan bonobos, Egyptian taskmasters and Hebrew slaves, 50 shades of Pesach, and yes, the resurrection. Tonight, brothers and sisters, Moses, Jesus, Mary Magdalene, all your favorite characters are coming forth and coming again. It is about a second coming, isn't it? And again. Tonight, that's right. Tonight, we are going to celebrate a very kinky Passover. That's why I have the Seder plate here. And it's a little bit mixed up with Easter, the Jesus jackhammer dildo, and Easter eggs. Of course, eggs are a symbol of both Easter and Passover. And sex, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Sex. Fertility. Yes, indeed. This is a holiday, whether you're talking about Pesach or Easter. I'm sorry if I'm not actually blaspheming against the Muslims tonight, because I don't think you guys have a holiday tonight. But yeah, it is one of the last nights of the week of Passover tonight. And it is Easter Eve. And I just love to celebrate. And yes, perhaps the way that I celebrate is a bit blasphemous, but it's from the heart. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, from the heart. That's right here, right between my boobs, right. Gotcha. And I am wearing a cross given to me by a Catholic client whose virginity I helped to lose, or you could say I helped him to graduate to being a sexual adult, and also a Star of David that was made in Twin Towers.
All right.
For Max, Captain Max. Welcome back to another great show. Yes, indeed, Captain. We have been celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary. Woo! And that's why we're celebrating Passover a little late, and the whole show is getting going a little late. But oh my goddess, we had such a good time last week with some of you celebrating in our bacchanal of 25 years of love and lust and marriage, bonobo style.
And sex.
I said lust.
Yeah,
it's
lust.
It's alliterative.
I'm talking
with
about
love.
Sex.
Right, sex. Well, we did have some of that.
Yeah, well, we did. Yeah,
yes, we did. Yeah, we had some, actually, Bacchanal night. We had Bacchanal. And then our little getaway. Right. Even though we weren't celebrating Passover, we were partaking of the herb. It was a nice night. And day and night. I mean, we had nothing to do but have sex, go swimming, sit in the jacuzzi, hang out. Should we say where we were? Sure, we're not
yeah,
there
sure.
anymore.
We're not there.
It was a fantastic hotel, the Marina Del Rey Hotel. Oops, my ears fell off. My bunny ears.
I want to.
I'm such a bunny. Hi, Gypsy Bonobo. I should call you Gypsy Bunny tonight.
Gypsy Bunny, okay.
Because even though you're not wearing bunny ears...
No, maybe those ears are not going to stay on.
You could steal Del Rey's. He's got some bunny ears. There you go. But she's got these cute pigtails that if you sort of stuck them in the air, could be bunny ears. And, yes, the Marina Del Rey Hotel is fabulosa. And... You know, not like just every hotel.
It had a special meaning.
Oh,
on
right.
On several levels.
It did, because you spent some time there, and I stayed
many years ago
there.
When I was a fugitive.
Yes.
Not for any criminal activity, but just for publishing magazines.
Yes.
Sex magazines.
Sex magazines.
I hung out there while they were looking for me.
Oh, yes.
And then...
Catch my stockings while he's talking.
I caught a plane to Switzerland the next morning.
Love me, kiss me, marry me.
Yes.
And Max sure did. Fugitive or not.
Right.
And, yes, we stayed there, and it... Oops, I need to straighten these, though. So it was very kind of rustic at that time. And now it's all like a polished jewel. Mm. Yes.
And they
love
upgraded
me,
us.
Kiss
they
me,
gave us
marry
a pink.
Me.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. When you came to sell me an ad many years ago.
I wasn't wearing these stockings.
No,
though.
But that's what they said anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So 25 years of love, lust, sex, and marriage. And we're just happy to be. Get going on another 25 now with this show because this is our post-anniversary show. So we're off to the next quarter century of Bonobo love with our Bonoboville brothers and sisters, which is where we are broadcasting live from Bonoboville, where we talk about sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
And yes, indeed, I am wearing my pasty safety pins, little titty ornaments that are signs of my solidarity with the resistance. I don't know how the resistance feels about having this blasphemous bunny on their team, but hey, I'm here. And by the way, in addition to this being Easter Eve and Passover, if you are tuned into us live, brothers and sisters, well, it is the great American holiday of Tax Day. Yes,
everybody's
indeed.
Favorite holiday is tax
everybody's
return
favorite
holiday.
Holiday. Where's the sign? Oh, there it is.
Every favorite holiday.
That's right. And today was a big day for the resistance. There were marches all over the country. Tax march is the hashtag. And oh my goddess, there's some funny signs about how Mr. Drumpf needs to basically show us his tax returns. You know, we're not asking you to show us your minuscule genitalia, just your tax returns. Come out of the closet, Donald. Well, here he is. We have Donald here. Yes, you know, Trump is a bit of a dickhead, right? I didn't hear a reaction to that. We can
he
either
is
say
a dickhead.
Yay
he's
or nay.
He's the biggest dickhead. Well, yeah, he's the biggest dickhead there is.
Yeah, that's his dick head.
That's the nice part. He's a nasty man.
He's a nasty man.
And he's a fucking nationalist, right, but, and he ain't taking my rights away.
But you can't.
Right.
That's not
any of
very
we're all like,
physical.
Oh, Trump for her.
Those are very conceptual concepts. But dickhead is something that we can show you here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. And this is a big pink dick that we've had on the show for many years. And in fact, it got the LAPD to think they could investigate us. And
yes, because
then
of that.
We got to sue them and won a nice settlement. So it's a precious dick. And it's all trussed up. It's Trump, obviously. And oh, he had an egg in his mouth.
He looks so pretty.
We want to gag him with an egg. Here, come on up
here. He keeps spitting it out.
Gypsy Bonobo, you need to put the egg in his mouth because it's Easter. He's in his Easter gold little frock. And he has an Easter bonnet.
Thank you, Captain Max, for making him look so pretty.
With bunny ears.
He looks so pretty for Easter.
And he has a little tutu that doesn't hide his tiny little dick. Because even though he is a big dickhead, well, attitudes like that are usually hiding a little tiny dick. So he's got, he's under gag order with an egg. And also, since he wouldn't attend the White House Seder, he's here at our Seder. Yes, and he's got his matzah. And he's laying eggs.
And I just want to say that me and Clemmy went to the tax march today.
Oh, how was that?
It was, you know, I'm from a small town. I thought there was a lot of people there. And there was, you know, so many nice, there was a lot of women, you know. No matter if you were like 95 to like 5 years old. There was, you know, so I was really proud of that. And it was really cool.
A lot of women. You know,
political action is always a great place to pick up chicks.
It doesn't matter what
chicks.
Age. You know, like, that parents are bringing their kids and teaching them, like, this is what it should be. It was really cool. And I've never been to a protest. It was actually my first protest.
Oh, wow. Your first protest.
Right? I'm my first to a protest. And I'm just sitting there.
Your protest cherry.
I was just so excited with buttons all over my boobs of fuck Trump and he's a cunt. So I was just living the...
Yes. All right.
Did he spit that egg out as I said that? Trump.
He spit his egg out, that naughty
boy.
He's
going
to need
bad.
To be punished.
We need like a dominatrix to
well,
stuff that
thing
in
there. Well, we are going to get that.
What
but we just
thing.
Have to mention something about Trump here.
I'm going to put that really in there.
Before we introduce our guests, which is that we now know why he doesn't care that Melania is never with him during the week. It's because he has a missile fetish. That's right. He does. You know? And it's quite common, I have found as a sex therapist, that big dickheads with tiny little micro penises often have missile fetishes, you know? And in his case, it's the mother of all bombs, or the Moab. There it is. If you're watching, you can see the mother of all bombs, which is colored orange, just like Donnie's face. Like it was made for the orange missile fetishist in the oval orifice. And, you know, it's there, and it's big. It's like the biggest bomb that's not nuclear.
We have 20 of those.
And we just dropped one on a bunch of caves, and we killed some terrorists.
We killed 90
at the cost of $450,000 each terrorist.
No, it's down now because 96 terrorists died.
Oh, okay.
So it's like $180,000 per kill.
Yeah,
oh,
and
wow.
Of course, will it
that's
accomplish
very
anything?
What
the
an
main
army we
thing
got.
That it does is it makes more terrorists. It creates a desire for retribution. And
they paint it like your uncle's speedboat. That's terrible.
I think it's
friendly. It's only, you know, it's like, it looks like it should be in a boat show.
Anyway, we should collectively just grab one of these things. I'm glad there's more than one. Let's have a look
That's
at
20.
It. Because we need to, instead of like dropping it,
that costs $16 million.
We need to.
It sounds affordable.
We need to.
Who's money?
We are interrupting.
We need to take that missile. Can we see the missile, please? Okay. I need you to visualize this because it does match his skin color, hair on certain days, and we need to take that missile and shove it up his ass. Right? Because that's what he really wants.
We have some vibrators
and
like that.
And that would, you know, stop some bombing. So, yeah. He didn't get to go to the White House Seder. He's here at ours. And he's keeping his egg in his mouth under gag order. All right, brothers and sisters. So, we are going to have a Seder and an Easter Eve with Drumpf. That's right. And we have several other exciting guests tonight. We do. By the way, we're also celebrating spring. I mean, really, that's what all these holidays are based on. And the, you know, Easter is very much about the resurrection of Jesus, the Son of God coming back to life after being killed. And he wasn't the first to do that in spring. As a matter of fact, before there was a Son of God, there was a daughter of the goddess who was named Persephone, Proserpina to the Romans. And she was the daughter of Demeter, the goddess of the earth. And she was kidnapped by Hades and taken down to the underworld, where she was made his queen, which pretty much means she was dead because she was in the land of the dead. But, you know, Demeter made some deals and got it so that she could have her daughter back. Basically, she turned the whole earth into winter. She took the spring away. It used to be spring all the time, and then she took it away, and then that kind of pushed the deal into her corner, and her daughter, Persephone, rose up from the underworld to join her, and then she showered the world in spring. And so now, you know, we have a Son of God who comes back and ushers in the spring and ushers in hope. And, of course, who's the first that he greets when he returns to life? Why, his favorite Easter bunny, Mary Magdalene, who some call a whore, but, well, oftentimes powerful, beautiful women are called whores. And she was a powerful and beautiful woman, and she was the original Easter Bunny, I think. Although, actually, the bunny ears, the bunny, the whole idea comes from a goddess, an Anglo-Saxon goddess named Esther, who also helps us to say our word estrogen. That's right. And she was represented by the bunny, the symbol of fertility, as well as eggs. And little chicks coming out of eggs, of course, all about fertility. Although the Christian church has made it into a symbol of virginity. I'm not sure how that works, except it's anti-sex. I know that. Anyway, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, welcome to Easter Eve and Passover. Kinky Passover. Now, one thing about Passover, it's all about freedom from bondage, right? The Hebrews were slaves in Egypt, and freedom is the greatest aphrodisiac, but restraint is a close second, right?
It's my favorite quote by you.
And yes, thank you. And so, you know, bondage is something a lot of people enjoy. Consensual bondage, of course. The Hebrews were not, signing contracts for their bondage. But my guests tonight are experts and practitioners of consensual bondage, discipline, whacking, and flogging. And we're very excited to have them here tonight. First, let's welcome back to the Dr. Susan Block Show, Serpent.
Ow! Woo!
And his Easter bunnies.
Adorable Easter bunnies.
And we have Princess up there on his lap, kind of near next to him. And we have Fire.
Burning it up.
Hi.
Welcome back, you guys. It's great to have you back. You were here for our pre-Lupercalia Flog Fest, which was a lot of fun. Another holiday. I don't know. I'm all about holidays. That was, about the original Valentine's Day, which was Lupercalia, where the heart was represented by well-whipped buns. And you guys got pretty well-whipped on your buns and your boobs. And
we plan on doing more tonight.
Definitely. Well, tonight, you got to be the Egyptian taskmaster, I think. And these are your slave girls. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Easter bunny slave girls.
We played that game before.
Yes. Yeah, you got a pharaoh fetish. They don't have to just get flogged. I mean, if you're the pharaoh, they have to do whatever you want.
Whatever
you want. And
did I say that good enough?
And if they're good, they get an egg.
There's cool surprises inside, so don't,
Yes. And none of them are yolks. So we're excited to have them back, and we're excited to have a brand new guest that we just found out about kind of today, and that is Mistress Liz. Let's welcome Mistress Liz to Bonoboville.
Woo!
Yes.
Ow!
Mistress Liz is a lifestyle dom, as opposed to a pro dom, or I guess an Egyptian taskmaster, or...
I'm working on Egyptian taskmaster.
Okay. And then there are the Roman taskmasters who really beat up Jesus. I don't want anybody to beat anybody up as bad as they supposedly beat up Jesus, but it is within the theme, suffering.
Unless it's consensual.
Yeah, well.
I try not to kill him because I want to play with him again.
Ooh.
There you go.
I think that's my theory.
Try not.
My kind of girl.
All you can do is try.
I mean, I try my best. That matters, right?
Right. Right, and you've got quite a sexy outfit on here.
Thank you.
Can you stand up and show that for us?
I have a feeling it gets sexier
here.
In a second.
Oh, look at that. Oh, wow, look at this. Whoa. Oh, my God. She's got a present for
not only is she
Senor
every
Drunk.
Girl's dream, she's,
everybody's
it's every guy's dream. It's every girl's dream.
That's quite a tomahawk
missile.
Can we
get one more shot of this? I'll hold it for you.
Oh my goodness! I don't know. If
I know. I'm beautiful.
We need you
on
holding it,
and that's on the back.
Quite
the back is great too.
The big missile there.
That's what I'm going
Look
for.
Look at that!
Oh my God! That's
yeah.
I'm
wow.
Taking out the competition.
Every guy and girl's dream wrapped up into one. Good for you.
So how long have you been wearing strap-ons, Mistress?
About a Liz. Year.
Just a year.
Yeah, I graduated really fast.
Wow! You started with a small one. And you worked your way up and up and up.
I'm to the advanced harness even.
I guess you need one to hold that.
Yeah,
big
I'm into
missile.
Like prison rape
that
style.
That is a hefty cock.
Yeah, I'm into prison rape style.
Oh, you're into prison rapes.
Okay.
Style.
Sex.
Right.
Anal.
Style. This is all about style.
This is a girl after my own heart.
Brothers and sisters,
my dick is always
we're
hard.
All getting excited now. We need to settle down just a little bit. This is all about role play. It's all about consensuality. But, it is fun to really get into those nasty words like prison rape. that's pretty nasty.
It's consensual prison rape.
It's right, which is, I don't know.
That matters.
If that, if that's an oxymoron, I think. Although, Max, you would know. Did that really go, does that go on?
You know,
it's consensual, non-consensual.
I guess once it's consensual, it's not rape.
When I was in state prison, is that people are looking for wives.
And yes, and some wives are
looking for husbands.
I don't
care who you are. When you're in prison for the rest of your fucking life or for 40 years, you need some sex.
A woman. Yeah.
Right.
A woman.
Right. So it doesn't really matter. It's preferable if you have some breasts.
Yes.
You know, I have some of those.
Well, you have breasts. You, would
you wouldn't be in their ward, though. You'd be in a different ward. So we would hope for someone maybe a little happy, you know.
So there is that. And then there's fighting over young, new, kind of. But then usually a protector comes in to fuck them.
There's a like whole system. I don't know
it.
If we want to go too deep,
for you all.
Too deep tonight
that's
into the prison, the actual prison
that's
system.
How that works.
But you
God
know,
bless you, Max.
This is, you know, Passover is a holiday about being released from bondage and being in bondage. Of course, it's not fun if it's non-consensual. But if it is consensual, it can be lots of fun because it plays with that passion, right? The passion of being held against your will, struggling against the bonds. Oh, yes. And you may see that I am holding the Jesus Jackhammer dildo in my hand right now. It's not quite as big as Mistress Liz's, but it's very symbolic.
Not many things are.
I'm tucking it, okay?
Very, very beautifully carved here. And it's made by Divine Interventions, in case you'd like one of your own. And then you can say when you put it inside, or even, Jesus is in me now.
Yes.
That's a quick fix. That's how I like to see Jesus all the time.
It's a pretty sizable.
That's Dr. Susie, too.
Cross we've got here.
I don't know if you can do that on Facebook.
I don't think you can.
It's a religious it's a cross. Okay.
Are you
religious? Is Facebook now?
How about just kissing my my cross?
I think it's
just
okay.
A crucifix.
So how big is your thing, mistress?
I don't know. I tried to get the same size as my boyfriend to be even.
Oh,
symbolically.
Okay.
So do you give that to him?
No. We're on the same level. I taught him to dom. He kind of had it in him naturally.
Okay.
I taught him. I mentored him.
You mentor him to dom?
Yeah.
To dom whom?
Women.
Women. Okay.
We like the idea of the DP, so.
And so you go trawling for unicorns, or how does that work?
I go trawling all the time. It doesn't matter if it's a unicorn as long as it's beautiful.
Okay. It meaning male, female.
I like everything.
Everything.
He likes just women.
And so would you consider yourself like swingers or...
No, I think I'm way
don't like that
swear.
Word. Okay, what do you like? What do you consider
we're
yourself?
We're more into the fetish BDSM specifically. The swingers
right.
is a different thing.
Okay.
A lifestylist.
Yeah.
You are a lifestylist. And I would say you are too, Serpent, aren't you?
Yes, I live at 24/7.
24/7?
I'm 24/7.
And this is your tribe?
Yes, tribe.
Tribe.
Good looking tribe.
Thank you.
So, And is this the tribe consists of the three of you?
We actually have four. One of the other ones couldn't make it tonight, but Fire here is 24/7. She's a 24/7 sub, and then I have Princess here, who is my wife, and she is part time.
Princess is your wife.
That's correct.
And you're a part time sub.
Yes.
Because
so
sometimes she has
submissive.
To boss you around as her, your wife, I guess.
That's a good
me
wife.
In the vanilla world in charge. We would have banks after us all the time. So she takes care of all the vanilla stuff.
Right.
And then when we go to events, she is very submissive.
That is aww. Often how it works. I remember the first time I met a group of male dominance with female submissives. It was like something called the Scorpio Society. I don't know if they're still around. But they were kind of an offshoot of Threshold. And it was just a mind blower for me because I didn't know that this whole mode of communication existed, this whole kind of relationship. But what really blew my mind was then, you know, after this play party in which all the women were beaten and tied up and, you know, various missiles shoved into their orifices, then they had a party, like a little after party, cocktail party. And the women were in charge. The women were basically running the show. So it's an interesting balance that is often achieved.
I think that's what it is. We're all looking for balance in it.
It's power exchange.
Yeah, it's power exchange. It should be balanced.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Everybody should get an equal amount of attention.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of attention because your dick is sticking out from under your skirt.
Can't put you on Facebook.
No, it looks very
realistic. She's getting out. It's meaty.
Okay, we have a moment.
Cover your dildo, please.
I think this show is going to get un-Facebook friendly very
dildo's fine?
Shortly.
They sell them in the back, though.
Wow, wow. Oh.
Amazon. You know, the problem with Facebook, the dildos is that they have bots that go around looking at these things.
Right.
And they
and this looks like a real dildo.
It does. Right. It's very
it feels like one, too.
Realistic. And the husband has one the same size, your husband?
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend. Yeah. Okay. Boyfriend.
Yeah, he's about the same size, but his is natural.
Wow. And is he here tonight?
He's here somewhere.
Wow. Does he want to come on the show?
I don't think so.
Oh.
A man of very few words.
He doesn't have to say anything.
You just want to look at him?
Well.
We just want to say.
You're the one that kind of advertised him in a way. You know, I mean, of course I'd want to look at him, you know.
He looks
right?
Great.
Would anyone not want to look at him after that buildup? I mean, we
maybe
all
want to. Maybe the mystery's best left in the dick, though. Like, I don't know. Maybe I just kind of like it better on her. And I just
I would like to be the judge of that.
Woman
to see whether, you know, which, I don't know. I'd like to, I don't know, compare. In, not in any kind
My balls are way bigger, though, but in reality, my balls are way bigger.
Do you have arguments over this at home?
No, okay. We don't argue. We
My
agree
balls
about
are
everything.
Bigger than you.
No, we agree about everything.
We don't argue over dick size.
Well,
come on.
Honestly.
We're a legitimate couple.
He's nice.
It's the holiday for
me.
Balls, brothers and sisters. We got your matzo balls right here. That's Ooh. Right. And you're not showing. Okay, show the matzo balls. And we got your eggs. That's what it comes down to. Eggs and balls. Eggs and balls. So, okay. Well, so he is not... He might come up later, maybe, when he feels more
If you could convince him, I would encourage him to.
Oh, wow. So you're kind of sub to him.
No. We're pretty equal. I think
but
I'm
you can't convince him.
I wouldn't ask him to do anything he would be uncomfortable with.
Right. Okay, so...
I'm empathetic to him.
But you think he could be convinced?
You have a better chance than me because you're new and exciting.
Ah. So,
which life, guys? These are the facts of life.
That makes sense.
Just put on a new shoe.
What were you planning on doing with that dick? The big one that you've got on?
Besides
hopefully piping something.
I think we can find something for you.
I think I already found something.
On the Dr. Susie show, we can find something for you.
Not it.
While waiting, I found something, I'm sure.
All right.
It's a sure thing.
But you don't have a submissive with you.
No.
Not tonight.
But we have one on hand.
We have one on hand.
Yeah, but we like new ones, too.
A very eager one on hand.
We love new ones, so if there's one out there.
So I think what we'll do is we'll start with a demonstration of something or other from Serpent, which is his way of saying serpent. And
you remember this time.
Yes. I do remember this time.
I called him Serpents, which is kind of an insult in Bonoboville to be called that. I'm sorry for that. Please don't punish me too hard. The bondage theme, the taskmaster theme, the Egyptian pharaoh who gets whatever he wants from his Easter bunny slave girls. Yeah, what would you like to do?
Well,
maybe you could tell us before you do it.
I brought some floggers with me, and I brought some single tail whips, and by popular request. And then she's laughing over there. And then I also brought a paddle. I have a whole bunch more toys in the green room, but for what I brought on stage right
all
now,
right.
I have floggers, single tails, and a paddle. So I was thinking floggers and single tails.
All right. Floggers and single tails.
Out
and, you know,
your toy box.
Probably actually, the Egyptian taskmasters did use something like a flogger, but maybe more like a whip. But again, it was not consensual, so nobody had fun. But we're going to have fun with Princess, who's wearing a lovely corset tonight that looks like she could just pull her boobs right out of it. And
that's my favorite part.
She is.
And Dr. Susie is one to call
we have
the
boobs.
What it is.
We have boobs.
Can you pull those boobs in?
Can I see boobs too?
We have boobs.
We
okay.
like boobs here.
Okay, Facebook, you guys are going to just have
to. You got to go.
Go.
So take it off.
Let me remind you, Facebook, that you may witness the Dr. Susan Block Show. It's in all its uncensored glory right now for free on bonoboville.com in the lounge. And you can also watch us anytime on drsusie.tv. So, you know, but the people that are, you know, wait a second, I have to say, can I request, because we are filming this for our, you know, our uncensored broadcast, that you kind of turn a little bit so we can see that.
Here, why don't we actually switch? Do you want to guys switch little spots? You come over here, my dear.
Yeah.
You come.
Oh, yeah. Let's get a
bend over over
good,
here.
Good
I feel
look
like we get
here.
A much better view-ish. Perfect
angle.
View-ish. It's good angle. It's a good
this
one.
This is perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is good. And I'm glad you came up to sit on the bed.
Yeah.
You can show your big dick now because
this
we
is the
already
time.
Are
just whip that
we
thing
can't
out.
Show this.
See how big my balls are?
But we're still getting her back. Okay. Hey, excuse me. Turn this way. Yeah.
There we go. And on that nice little.
Oh, that's right.
You can bend on.
Yeah, you can
the
have the hair kind of
red
there.
And black.
I've got the ass, and the TV has the.
Yeah, you can
boobs.
Move that leg.
This is perfect.
Which way?
Oh yes. Whoa. And. Serpent is playing the Egyptian taskmaster in our Pesach play. And the lovely princess is his Hebrew slave. Did you know they had blonde Hebrew slaves back then?
Well, I can imagine, you
they
know,
didn't,
like
but
they did.
No,
can I be this B one? Can I
it's
be
all
this
story? Yeah,
can
it's
I
all
be this play. Story?
This is the California version.
The California version.
And she is receiving on her back and on her butt.
He always has a good rhythm.
He's got that Florentine thing going on. Yeah, whacking away at that bare back. And then
getting it nice and pink.
The boobs.
The boobs.
The boobs. Look at those udders just hanging there.
Well.
Thanks for the mammaries. Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Okay.
That was beautiful.
And that.
What is this?
This is even
this
more
is
like an Egyptian taskmaster.
What is it called?
Whoa.
Dragon whip.
I'm getting
a
out
dragon
of the
whip.
Way. Okay.
It's a single
a
tail.
Dragon staff. Tail.
Dragon tail.
Wow, there's lots of... Oh,
whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
This hurts really bad.
Got a great sound, I want to say.
You have a very nice wife.
I'll say.
Oh my...
Whoa.
Maybe she's a masochist. Maybe she likes this.
You know, there's got to be a little bit of masochism here.
I know. I
might be mostly submission. We'll ask her when she can talk.
Right, so I feel like I need to get down there. I gotta know what she's feeling right now.
Here's a snake tail. You've gotta just stay out of the way.
Are you sure?
Or you'll get an eye out.
I'm scared now.
That
I mean,
one
if you went right over there in front of her.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, go
okay,
over there
ready?
In front of
we're gonna get. I'm like a reporter in the deep of it.
Oh, okay. So can you get her to
our
speak?
Princess, come over here.
feeling?
Just so too good for words. I don't have anything.
If I talk, I lose it.
She's fine. You know what? She's good. She's okay. Focusing. I like her. She's focusing.
It's like a meditation.
I understand when
she comes back. See, you're in trouble there.
I am in trouble. I feel like I gotta
get back. Wow, that's some smack in there.
That's serious focus.
Yeah.
I love the lines that are forming here.
Oh, yes. And there's quite design going on her back.
It's a beautiful design.
Uh-huh. Oh. Very beautiful. And, boy, he's got a lot of instruments, our Serpent here. He's
like a spoiled boy with a toy
box. Many toys. He is a very big toy box. He is a little bit like that Prince of Egypt, you know, the spoiled king with lots of toys to torture his slaves.
He has a double door chest that open up like French doors, and it's like the angels sing and the lights come on.
Oh.
It's just full of...
Wow.
I have to see this
awesome,
now.
Awesome toys.
That is awesome.
It's called a dungeon in a box, and it's got a winch in it and all kinds of hooks. And
that's amazing.
It is awesome.
Aww.
That's amazing. Giving her some loving. I like that kiss. Are we done
that's
for
a
now?
Look at that.
She took
I want to get like close to that.
For this beautiful design. And yes, our girl, and she's even being... aesthetic enough to tuck her label in. Will you help her with
here.
That?
Oh my gosh, come here. I understand.
And now show it again without the label, please.
Okay.
Yes.
No tags. No tags.
Unless we're representing some business. But look at this whole design and a rose tattoo. And that is Princess, who is stepping down from her royal...
This looks beautiful. I love
platform
your
platform to be a slave. Oh, yes.
Now it's time for some fire.
Here is Fire, who is wearing a very skimpy thong.
Did you want me to do something with Fire? Or?
I think I'm going to let Princess relax.
Yes.
And then I'm going to talk to Princess because she probably needs to get her breath.
Right?
But in the meantime, we can see what you do with Fire.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, Princess, you relax and think of the pithy things you're going to say about your masochism, your submission, and your sexual, spiritual perspective. In the meantime, we are going to look at Fire's hot ass, you know. Wow.
It's very wrong.
Look at that. Nice. That's a nice ass. Yeah, look at that.
How
before
you doing,
we
Fire?
Had a
I'm such an ass person.
And now we have an ass, quite an ass, that... Actually, you could kind of show this on Facebook, except for the dick between her legs.
We are showing it.
Oh,
on
okay.
Facebook.
You could show.
Oh, here.
This part.
Look. This can be fixed. This
yeah, yeah.
Fixed.
That's
why
she covered her dick. She's fine.
A long skirt.
Yes, yes. And now we are seeing the Egyptian taskmaster Serpent just torturing and flogging his naughty Hebrew slave.
I feel like she likes it. How is it?
Yeah, she,
I love it.
She could almost be a Hebrew slave.
She's
right.
shaking her butt
with
like
glasses
she's
on.
Super yeah, naughty.
Fun. That, the way you shook that butt is very Easter Bunny like. Yeah.
Ooh, that's a big paddle.
Here comes.
You must
a
have been really
paddle.
Bad.
Fire cottontail. Whoop.
You should see the punishment
spanking
paddle.
Down the bunny trail.
This isn't it? No.
Yeah.
We're not over yet.
There's one bigger.
Oh.
I like that.
Ooh. Spanker down the bunny trail. Oh, yeah.
Do you like this as much?
Easter
Here,
Eve.
Wait, how does this
one? This one hurts.
This one hurts.
Okay, that looks
like
she's
it
not
hurts.
Wiggling her butt anymore.
She's being modest. That one sucks.
This is very Catholic of him right now.
Paddle.
Giving out the wooden paddle.
Yeah, this might be more along the lines of the Roman guards torturing Jesus.
My dad used to say he went to Catholic church, and that's what they used to discipline you was
oh,
wooden
you
paddles.
Go.
A big wooden
wooden
paddle
paddles,
with holes.
Yeah.
And my dad wasn't scared of anything, just Catholic nuns.
Sunday school, right.
She'll love it?
I'll make her moan.
Oh! Don't worry, this is a good time here. What's going on?
Okay. Right there.
I'm really...
Okay. There's some moaning. Oh, we're switching. And now, ooh, This is a little more relaxed. This flogger feels kind of good.
It's a nice little break. That paddle is pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a perfectly red butt cheek. That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
The really bad part is it doesn't last very long. So my prize marks don't last very long.
And do you like the marks when he leaves marks on you?
I love it.
You love it.
I feel like you need to go harder than
I feel like a canvas.
That's what she's saying.
And this is his art.
I can understand that. I like good art on my body, too. So, hey, mark's a mark.
Yeah. I just wish they'd stay longer.
It's an achievement mark.
Absolutely.
Well, you could get branded.
I've thought about it. We've talked about it. Definitely.
You have to find a brand that's unique to you guys.
Yeah.
To your tribe.
Ooh.
The serpent is getting there.
I think he's doing some pussy whacking right now. Yeah. There's vloggers are going. I'm waiting for that moaning, though.
It feels amazing. It's a win-win.
He might vlog that G-string right off.
He does panty drops.
That's an actual trick. You
can you do that? Can you flog the G-string off?
It really is.
Oh, it's going down, going down. Wow. That's some skill there.
It's unrolling.
It's unrolling. I see the tan line, too.
Yeah, Sarah likes tan lines, so I tan with the bikini on.
All kinds of marks. Right.
You're a good woman. Very pleasing to your master.
Thank you. I try. I love him very much.
Down, 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 down we go. Look at those panties.
And you thought in snapping a bra was impressive.
Just coming right down.
Just take some floggers and take girls' panties off. See how that goes for you.
He's very good at it.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Pussy whipped. And there goes... Uh-oh.
Well, at least you didn't lose it in there.
Dropping his preferred. Mm.
And now he's spanking it back on. And whoa. All right. All right.
Look at those red buns.
And snap. And let's hear it for Serpent.
Ow,
and fire.
So adorable.
Fire burning it up.
Pull those panties a little down for the camera so we can see your tan line. Oh. Very nice. All right, so that was a nice way to get going in our holiday fiesta here. And I think we're running into the time we have to take a break, but he needs a break.
He needs some hydration.
He's a little winded.
He needs some, you know.
It's a lot of work.
Somebody could
Prince
let
treatment.
Me know
ASAP.
How much time we have. And in the meantime, I wanted to ask Princess.
We have 5 minutes, I heard.
Well, I want them to be sure because sometimes they tell me 5 minutes.
Someone yell at me, be sure.
Me another 5 minutes. So. Okay, so Princess, are you a masochist?
Oh, there is 3 minutes.
Or a submissive?
That's submissive.
So you tolerate the pain in order to be submissive to your master?
It's more, I mean, I enjoy it. I don't necessarily just tolerate it. There gets to a point where I know it's more of I'm doing good for him. I'm pleasing him. I'm making him proud. But it is actually very enjoyable. I get to go to a place where I forget everything. And, you know, the day-to-day stress is gone, and I'm just focused on that and getting through the pain and mastering that.
And we call that subspace.
Some of us do. It's the adrenaline rush and serotonin.
As you would like to say, you are focused.
Naturally.
You are focused. I don't have time.
Because it hurts.
Oh, I agree.
Right.
That's how
it hurts.
You have to meditate.
You get to
meditate pain away.
And he likes to take us out of that place to play with us. So he'll let us get just far enough.
And he brings you right back
like,
in.
Because I'm a sadist.
You're
I'm
a definite
like,
sadist.
I understand this.
I put them right on that. I put them right on the edge of subspace, and then I have a break, and I talk to him for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I do it again.
Wow.
It's really mean.
Yes.
That's the meanest thing he does.
Well, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, we're certainly celebrating Easter Eve and kinky Passover in a very kinky way. And we're very excited to come back with even more bondage and discipline, flogging and spanking, and possibly some big dildo play.
Well, I didn't bring a smaller size, so.
No, I know.
So this is what you're stuck with, guys.
And we do have condoms here from Glide.
Right here.
American Glide Memorial Condom. Where is that? Oh, yeah, here we go. Glide condoms. You can use this for your eggs or your, matzo balls. Right. or your big dick. Show the big dick. Let's just. Oh, my goddess. Look what's coming back.
Isn't it pretty?
And isn't I think it pretty? There might be a little nun that needs to get fucked. Okay.
There is.
So we're going to be back in just a few minutes because we're just going to change the tape and do a little break, let you guys pee so that you can get fucked or whipped or whatever you're getting. And so, you who are out there, you can have a little break yourself to take a pee or eat an egg or have some matzah. But don't come yet. And don't go away. We'll be right back.
Woo!
Yeah. See the clap sign.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. The pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Sister Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot, Ryan Sassinian.
Whoa! Yeah. Holy what? Shit! Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing Sibian it, baby.
Strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, okay. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating masturbation month.
Amen, amen, hallelujah,
sonnez les matines, ding dong dong. Princesse en français.
Oui,
oui, oui. Princesse, vas-y.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Wonderful human being, thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was an
amen,
orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think
amen.
We have orgasm, Houston, and let's have a hand.
Orgasm.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, we're gonna go, we're gonna go, we're gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I still think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God! Oh! Whoa! Whoa! Ah!
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
And we are back. It's Easter Eve in Bonoboville, brothers and sisters. And it's still Passover. So we are celebrating the resurrection of Persephone, as well as, yes, Jesus rising up out of the vulva puppet. Well, we didn't see that, but
Do you need me to hold
the vulva puppet? And here is Jesus rising up out of the vulva puppet and going back in and rising. Yeah, everybody has their way of, acting out the Stations of the Cross. And this is our Stations of the Cross, as well as Passover. Okay, so hold that there. And, oh, you know, everybody did so great. I want to give you all eggs. You know,
you're
such good guests. and you get your eggs and.
It's in my egg.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to open this.
Oh, there's nothing.
You don't have to be afraid. I'm not going to
give
you anything
afraid.
Bad.
Don't be afraid. Just open it. Don't be
Although
scared.
I don't know if you it's should
it. Surprising.
Is it condoms?
It's chocolate.
Well, why don't you open it and find out?
It's peanut butter chocolate. All about the chocolate.
Open that thing.
Now, Passover is about some other items other than chocolate. Here, yeah, you should
I
eat this.
Get into
they
this
multiplied.
Looks like you. No, this
I have
Easter
a matching
lollipop.
To my personality, and I have to open it.
So, Passover has some different items on the Seder plate. So, we have the egg. On Passover, we burn the egg. It's kind of similar to the Easter egg, except, you know, it looks like it's been through
in
one of
oven.
Those Tomahawk missiles. Yeah, we're using a lovely tray given to us last week by Vanessa.
You have to get it.
I fucking love you. And we have the charoset, which is supposed to represent the bricks that the Hebrews built when they were being whacked by their taskmasters. And it's very delicious. We'll be eating that later. I don't think we should eat it now because you guys are getting whacked a lot and you might, you know, upchuck the charoset. So, but in any case, we also have bitter herbs, you know. It's a lot about herbs this holiday. Definitely a lot about herbs. And so we have some different herbs here on the show, including, you know, herbs to make Passover go faster.
Those are my favorite kind of herbs.
And make it brighter.
Yes. And we have, of course, our little flogging ritual.
That's
that we
my
do
kind
on
of
Passo.
Flogger. That
yeah,
is
here,
my
everybody
kind
get
of flogger.
One of these.
Oh, you're like enough feathers.
My
and
like
stuff.
Lollipop's not doing well. This is my kind of flogger, guys.
Okay. Everybody gets one of these.
This is it.
Now, this is a ritual that I learned actually from Rabbi Shmuley Boteach. It's a Sephardic ritual. And you're supposed to just, you've got a little song that you do. And you smack each other
with
it.
I got a dud.
It's a bit of an equal opportunity thing.
She
if you
got a dud.
Okay.
Mine's a dud.
She got a dud over here.
She got a dud.
You're already you're out of the game. Like early off of the game.
Oh. Yeah. If you, we'll let you have another
there you
one.
Go.
But if you
Thanks.
Break yours, you just have to go along with whatever happens. So
fair.
There's a little song that we sing, and when I say Dayenu, you hit the person next to you. You don't have anyone to hit on that side. I guess you should hit Trump. Let's
oh,
put Trump
okay.
next to her, and he can't
okay.
hit back. So
I'm down for this.
Yeah, you're down for this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're in the resistance.
Oh, for sure.
All right.
100%. Maybe 110%.
All right. Doms against. You know, there is actually a group called Doms Against the Donald. Yeah.
A proper teabagging.
And it, for short, it's called DAD, Doms Against the Donald, run by our friend Tara Indiana. But in any case, so people who grew up with Seders will recognize this song. Everybody else will just think I'm speaking gibberish. But when I say Dayenu, hit the person next to you wherever you think they'd like to be hit. Now, of course, if the person next to you is your master, you have to be careful. But
the sub hitting the dom.
Yeah.
The tables okay. have turned.
Let's see how well that goes for them.
So, there's this little
I like
verse.
This game.
Goes, Ilu, Ilu, Hotzianu, Hotzianu, Mimitzrayim, Hotzianu, Mimitzrayim, Dayenu. Die, Dayenu, die, Dayenu, die, Dayenu, 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 die, Dayenu, die, Dayenu. Die, Dayenu, Dayenu, Dayenu. Now, the song goes on and on, and you do
I
this.
I think these are not efficient to the song.
Yeah.
even mine went limp
I
with
broke
Trump.
Off early in the game.
Yeah, sometimes when we really plan Passover well, we use the giant scallions,
Ooh.
The leeks, really.
Ooh, leeks, yeah.
Leeks, that'll really...
That'll do some damage.
It's almost as powerful as Serpent's paddle.
That's a big question.
But we sort of thought of this at the last minute, you know.
Hey, you know.
So, you know, we...
It's
the idea And Sephardic families all over the world have been slapping each other with these things. So as you can see, flogging is a part of many traditions. It's not just some weird, kinky thing that people are doing in the 21st century. Consensual flogging, I'm talking about. And it's fun. It gets those hormones rising, those endorphins. And people even do it at Seders. The vegetable, the green vegetable, and the haroset, and the bone. That's kind of disgusting, but that's what you have to have on your Seder plate.
My bone is not disgusting.
Right.
She has a beautiful, clean bone right here.
You know, that is a good segue. That is a good, because the bone is a very important part of the Seder plate. And you've got quite a bone there.
Oh, thank you.
The biggest bone.
The biggest bone, don't you? All right. And
I think I have the biggest in the room, at least.
Who wants to have a contest?
Right.
I don't know.
You never produce this husband. I'm starting to think the husband doesn't exist.
A husband doesn't exist. Boyfriend.
Boyfriend. Boyfriend. Right. You haven't brought him out, but now we're moving right along. So we are going to see some more demonstrations of bondage and discipline and cocksmanship.
Cocksmanship on a female end, which I am always interested to watch, you know?
Right.
I'm very good with this.
You wear it well. You I'm wear the cock
now,
well.
What were you just wearing it thinking, I'll find somebody to
You know what
with
I was wearing it for? Because I feel naked without it, and I don't...
Oh, really?
I don't want to be that exposed.
Wow.
So I put it on because now I feel great. Right.
You do. You feel more confident.
Oh, yeah.
Really? So do you agree with Freud that women have penis envy and now you have one and you feel better about it?
Maybe so.
Wow.
Maybe
for
so.
Some, maybe.
That penis is not real. Facebook, just so you know.
Right.
It's real to me.
It's real to her, and it's certainly going to be real to whoever takes it up their orifice.
It's not it's a nice, but it's not a real one.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, too. The sentiment.
Don't ruin people's dreams, Max.
All right. Well, it just so you haven't brought a submissive with you. We usually are. Well, you know, it's okay.
But we have an amazing one.
We have
an
amazing submissive.
On staff, dressed for the part.
That is dressed for Easter, and... Her name is Sister Jackie.
Yeah,
and
we're gonna
I think
defile her.
She will come forward to.
She has some sins to confess, Jackie.
Confess and
Jackie.
Also, prepare your bone for the Seder plate. So,
my bone's always prepared.
Yes, let's prepare the bone.
I like how Jackie asked me earlier if wearing a nun outfit was appropriate for. You know, Passover.
It's
appropriate now. I said there's no better day.
Oh, absolutely. Look at me. I'm in a tallis and.
This is how I imagine my religious fantasies going.
The whole outfit and bunny ears. You can't miss the bunny ears, right? I am the goddess Esther. It's funny that Esther is the name, and it's also related to the Purim Esther. So, all right. Are you want to come
Jackie,
forward?
Miss Jackie, please come here so we can show off this beautiful outfit. Get in front of those cameras.
All right.
This is lovely.
This is more than lovely right
this
now.
This is lovely.
And now, you know what they say about nuns is that they're all married to Jesus.
Oh.
That's,
maybe
they are.
She'll say Jesus.
And so...
How
Jesus.
Jackie, do you feel like you're married to Jesus?
I'm going to make you believe in God tonight. Is
married
that okay?
to Jesus?
Well, that's what nuns are. Some of them actually wear wedding rings.
Jesus must be a very naughty boy.
Jesus is a naughty boy. The one that's between Mistress Liz's legs is, anyway. So why don't you worship the Jesus between
that's right.
Mistress Liz's legs?
That's exactly what I worship.
Yes.
Among and other things.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say the prayer over the wine and have one while we're... would you like some wine?
Yeah, why don't you...
Yeah, would you like some wine?
Mazel tov, yeah.
Okay, so Baruch Atadonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Borei Peri HaGafen.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. All women getting drunk.
Now we have.
I feel like we're going to see some really amazing things here.
Lippy. Oh, you have no idea. You have now, no idea what you're getting into.
It looks like Trump is going down on Sister Jackie.
We have a three-way going
that
on right
not
now.
Not even
Trump's
without
bottom, me doing anything.
Way.
Oh my! Can we keep it that way? And look, he's keeping his egg in his mouth like a good boy. Don't
let
him.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
No reciprocation there because he doesn't deserve it.
No, let him get in there. Let him get in there, Jackie. Knock it off. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm ready for a show. Let's do this.
Now he's having an Easter threesome. This is what he does.
Look at this. Nice.
Wow, she's spreading her legs quite
really get in there.
Open. And Jackie is swallowing this big.
I feel like
big
if you're not
gagging,
you're not trying hard enough though.
Oh yeah.
She's oh she's I feel like she's trying. I definitely see effort in there right
good.
Now.
I mean, she's getting a lot more of your Jesus in her mouth than I can get in mine.
Come on, let's have a contest. I feel like I'm in the middle of like and I'm the I'm the tie knot. Yeah.
You're the judge. Go ahead and
I would honestly, well, Jackie has a little more lubrication
Jackie has
right
more.
Now. She has a little more lube going on in her mouth, so she's obviously getting deeper in there. Dr. Susie's just starting.
Oh,
I feel like, you
this
know,
looks good.
She's more into like the, you know,
the symbolism.
The symbolism of the and I'm just here to party. So, so this is me, Jackie.
All right. It is all nice right. and wet. Jackie. What do you do to her while she's doing that? You just lay back or do you?
Watch
she's
it.
Taking
I'm like
it like
a guy.
This
I
is a dude.
Watch my dick get sucked.
Yeah. No.
That's what guys do, though. I'm
no
honest.
Dominating. Just.
Well, I think you should encourage her a little bit.
I
tell
am
her that she's.
A little bit. I got some hip.
Oh wow.
Going on.
Now she's really getting into it. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, I love the gagging. It means you're trying hard.
Yeah, I just wanted to have a clear visual.
Sorry, I got one.
Yeah.
It's okay. You can be here.
You can be involved.
You're making
too.
The moment for me.
Oh, yeah. I got two right here. Look at that.
Jesus is in her now. Whoa.
Do you believe in God yet?
Now, I think we might have to do something else to her to get her to say, oh, God. Fortunately, she didn't get an Easter egg or Haroset, so she's not going to upchuck any of that. All right. Let's hear it for Jackie.
Sucking
the big dildo dick
of
Mistress Liz. And Mistress Liz, what else can you do with that thing?
I do a lot of things with this.
Okay.
Plus, I'm
Let's
a
see.
Super sadist, so I've got a multiple facet combination going on.
All right. Can we see what you might do?
Yes.
That?
Jackie, here, hold on.
Let's get Trump.
Well, first, I'll have to play with it ass before I can get properly killing the lady with it.
We're having me and Trump.
And
we're having a lovely.
Let me know if you need a Glide Memorial.
You
condom.
Do. I think we should, or maybe that lube maybe be preferable.
Well, both.
Both condoms and lube, because we believe in safety first. Oh well, Jackie. That yeah, we have that. Oh my gosh.
Oh my lord.
She's got some. She looks like she's been
things.
To the hardware store here. Yeah.
Okay,
Dom
condoms.
Depot.
I can't
and
show
okay,
you this on
where
Facebook.
Is this big
Sorry.
Dick?
Okay. So bad.
It's going to disappear soon.
All right. The little nun is lifting her habit. And Trump, you should stand by your sign. Drive yourself out. All right, he's got his bunny ears and his gold yarmulke.
All right, children.
Under his refuse fascism sign. With his matzo ball suit.
What she's doing now is the bondage part of BDSM.
bondage.
The bondage. Oh yes, this is where we either have the Egyptian taskmaster putting the Hebrew slave in bondage, or I guess this could be Jesus in bondage to the Roman guards, or this could be just Jackie getting fucked. Okay, so she has some serious chain there. That chain looks very angry. It looks ancient. They've had these chains for centuries. Now the cuffs are a little more modern. But this is a very kind of ancient form of bondage right here.
That was almost bad.
That mistress I like the sound Liz of the chains. Is doing. And we have the broken scallions all around.
So you kind of have to desensitize it first, I think. So I like to beat it a little bit.
Beat it a little bit, yeah. With your hand, or do you have something?
I have lots of somethings.
Uh-huh.
And I hear somebody's a masochist, which is my favorite.
Okay. And, you know, when you whisper, I really can't hear you. So fire, what do you think? How does that look?
I think I have a very good seat.
Yeah. Do you feel good that you are not getting this done to you? Or
yes.
Do you wish you were? Okay.
Hey, Betsy.
Okay. And now we're getting a waist harness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to untangle
her,
the
her
microphone.
Handlebars. She needed
and
handlebars.
Look at that tattoo.
It's for leverage.
Now,
look
I think maybe we should
tattoo.
We should make this sideways.
What does it say?
My feeling is
that says fuck
sideways
here.
Because oh. You're going to
done by our very own
yeah,
commie.
Right on the chair. Why doesn't she lean over the chair? Because that way we'll have a nice side view,
we
and we'll be able to see your lovely dick. Okay. And so Jackie is bending over in chains, just like the Hebrew slaves. But maybe, yeah, you want to turn around so
there
we can
go.
Be you can be seen. And whack, whack, whack. And Mistress Liz, in her latex red skirt, is whacking Jackie's butt, tenderizing the meat. It is like she's preparing a holiday meal of some sort. You know, she's tenderizing the meat.
And she's doing a good job, as we can see.
Very good job.
All right.
Okay, so we have the condom. This is a glide. You should turn around so we see how you do this. Don't do it to me. Do it.
I've been practicing.
The other
I just
way.
Want people to know I've been practicing.
All right.
So I'm trying.
We want to see how you do it then.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm trying.
Yeah. So get it on there.
Sorry. Now you can't see any of this on Facebook.
No. This is for our naughty cameras.
We're in the bar here.
I think you're supposed to put the
looking
condom on with your mouth.
Uh-huh.
You're not paying me for that. Okay? You're not paying me for that.
Automatic camera.
Jackie would probably be able to do that, but she's busy at the moment.
Yeah. I believe doesn't I said I'm learning, so...
Was just trying to help.
Wow. These are some vicious hand spankings. I see hand marks. Oh, she is whacking that butt. This is what
ouchie.
We call tenderizing the meat. I'm glad that we're not having rabbit for dinner. We are having a hot little nun. Okay, and we have our Astro Glide. And yes, Mistress Liz is smiling. She's really enjoying her work. She loves to get into trouble. She is going to take her big schlong as you might have on the Seder plate, and insert it into a willing nun.
She has an amazing method. Good for you.
Yes, in we go. In we go. Oh, it's going in pretty easy. Right, quite easy. It's really going in. Oh, and she's giving it to her. Are you okay, Jackie?
Oh, yes, I'm fine.
Okay.
Don't talk to me.
All right.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
I got to check. Okay, it's part of my job.
Sorry, Jackie.
Make sure.
Get in there.
That everybody's okay. Even staff members, I have to make sure everybody's okay.
Absolutely.
That
consensuality.
Was quick, rough penetration there. Wow. You did tenderize it. But now we are really going
fucking
in.
Good. Damn it.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear that it's fucking good. Then I'll
Don't even get in there.
Yeah. This nun says, God damn it. I think that means she has to get fucked harder.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
She has a filthy mouth. You need to fuck her harder.
Oh,
and now we have a little bit of turn action. Swivel.
Motherfucker.
Wow.
She's fucking you so hard, she's knocking that dick right off.
I don't know if she's a motherfucker. I think it's more like a sister fucker. Yes, fuck that sister. Yes, give it to the sister. Yes. This is so blasphemous. All right.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Oh, and she keeps... she slipped out. But she went right back in there. Wow. This is just very dramatic here in the Bonoboville holiday celebration of spring. Now, there's some moaning.
You thought you were enjoying sex. You were mistaken.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. That is drama.
Oh, God.
How about saying, oh, Jesus?
Straight focused right now. She's focused.
Very focused.
Very, very focused.
Subspace. A few more strokes. And, whoa, okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, indeed. You asked for it, Sister Jackie. You got it. Yes. Oh, wow, yeah, she needs it hard. Oh, now I see the purpose of the waist band so that Mistress Liz can hang on to something. All right, let's hear it for Mistress Liz and Jackie Blue, who's kind of black and blue.
That is a good fucking dominatrix, I'm going to tell you something.
Whoa, that is amazing, brothers and sisters. This is Passover Easter like you've never seen it before.
I think Jackie needs to sit down.
I don't
sure
know if Jackie
sit
can
after
sit
that?
Down.
Can you sit down? Are you sure?
I think, yeah, maybe. She better sit down. She can't even walk in those chains and heels. But now there's the beautiful moment of hugging and kissing and loving. Love, love, love. It all comes back to love. That's what consensuality is all about. Right. I don't think the actual Egyptian taskmasters and the Hebrew slaves embraced after a typical whipping. You know, so we are taking things to a much more bonobo level. Yes, but
I have to.
Yes, go on.
I have to say that's one of the best fucks I've ever had.
All right, let's hear it for Jackie and Mistress
And not only
Ellen,
that was given by Mistress a woman in Mistress Liz. You obviously are a woman of many talents, and you hold the dick well. So, I'm.
She wields that.
She wields
penis.
It.
Next,
I
you're gonna
you
have
I'm
to
natural.
Give it to.
You are natural. You were born
yeah.
with that.
Yeah,
okay.
You've only been
I'm
doing this
windy.
For a year. Wow. All right. So much love.
Oh, hello.
Okay.
Hello.
So we're almost out of time, but maybe one more little act of something or other.
Yeah,
from
what do you have?
The tribe of Serpent.
I could flog them both at the same time.
All right.
That sounds excellent. That.
Topless.
You have really good rhythm, I believe it.
He does. He has amazing
topless
rhythm.
Flogging for us titty lovers.
I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, titties galore. Yeah. Mm. Let the titties free.
Okay, no Facebook on this. Well, I guess no Facebook on any of it because we've got no.
No, we want it. We want free balling. Bye, Facebook.
The Facebook people can always watch it free on Bonoboville, or they can watch it on drsusanblock.tv. And now, Serpent.
If you can see her back from earlier. I don't know if we can get a camera on that.
Yes, we have.
There we go.
A movie camera.
There we go.
Quite
look
a few
at that,
single
my
tail
gosh.
Marks. And they'll be getting darker throughout the night.
Crisscross, crisscross.
You are excellent at
speaking
that.
Speaking of the cross.
Better than Jesus.
All right. Serpent is now going to flog his two slave girls. Yes, his Easter bunnies are getting a good flogging. Fire and Princess. I don't think there's a prayer over flogging. But
just pray while you're getting it done.
I'll just do it.
Oh, yeah.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam. Shechechianu, v'kiyemanu, v'higianu, lazman hazeh. That's the prayer of thankfulness that we are here in this moment sharing a very special moment, sharing something that not everyone understands, but that we understand.
It's beautiful.
It's a point of ecstasy.
It was amazing.
Lovely.
Love
let's
it.
Hear so it for
as
Serpent
always, you are amazing.
And
you're
his
man of
topless
rhythm.
Bunnies.
Ow!
Fire and Princess. All right.
You can be able to find me on FetLife at Serpent89, Serpent89. Also follow my Twitter to find out where I'm teaching classes. I'll be teaching at Sanctuary LAX.
All right.
And the single tails that I was using today, you can find on edgegear.com. I'm wearing their shirt today, edgegear.com.
Go Edgegear.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Serpent and thank Princess you. And Fire. And where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter and also on FetLife as at Mistress Liz Says, like Simon says. Except for Simon was my bitch once, so now I'm in charge.
Mistress
and,
Liz Says.
On Instagram at Mistress Liz Says 7. The number 7.
Wow. So you're not looking for guys?
I am if they like it in their butt.
Well, yeah.
I'm looking for great asses.
Oh, yeah.
And very obedient little boys.
Obedient little boys. Yeah.
Obedient little girls are okay.
Girls,
too,
boys, obedient little butts.
And obedient girls.
I feel like men can take a little bit more.
Okay.
How is Jackie?
Great.
Jackie took a
great.
Lot. How are you feeling, Jackie? Does she have a mic?
I can't say thank you enough.
I get this reaction from everybody.
To either one of you.
It's good to be grateful on Easter.
Oh, I'm so extremely grateful.
I call this
the I'm happy to be alive right now.
Absolutely. We all have to just be
I'm
grateful.
Surprised you're alive after
for
that.
Every day
for you.
That we don't have a nuclear bomb exploding in our backyard, you
that's
know.
That's very, very true.
We need to be grateful. And we need to keep up the resistance, and we need to wind up the show, Captain Max, my 25-year Husband.
Ow, ow!
I just want to say on behalf of myself and my penis that I really appreciate the couple of nights with you.
Oh,
Dr.
Very,
Susie.
Very nice.
Oh, so romantic.
He is romantic.
Well, you might get lucky again tonight.
I think the chances
because,
are good.
You know,
chances
it's a Jewish
high.
Jewish yeah. tradition.
Betsy out here is horny. That's the dog.
The dog. No. I'm open. I'm open and I'm creative. But no, not the dog. No.
You can show dog nipples, though. She has six
She has six of them.
Oh, are we talking about Betsy?
Yeah, Betsy.
Oh,
yeah.
She is right, yeah.
But I was going to say, yeah, it is a Jewish tradition called a mitzvah, which is a good deed,
right,
to have sex with your spouse on a holiday. So
that day is today.
You might get lucky tonight.
I think you're definitely lucky. Today.
I'm sorry. It's another lucky night.
Right.
Love it.
And certainly all this hot stuff gets you turned on. That's part of what keeps the lust alive in a long-term relationship, you know, is just being open to the forces that are outside of you, and then that infuses your very intimate romance with that bonobo wildness. And speaking of wildness, don't miss DomCon 2017. I will be there as a guest of honor. And actually, a lot of us will be there, including Jackie and Gypsy. I don't know if you guys are going to DomCon, but we're going. And
yes.
And I am going to be giving part two to my Bonobo Way talk about the femdoms of the wild, the bonobos, yes, indeed, where the females are empowered. And they have a lot of sex, and they've never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity, unlike every other great ape. So they have a lot to teach us about how to shoot the missile between our legs and not drop missiles that are so expensive and so just violence encouraging on foreign countries. So, or our own people, for that matter. So come to DomCon, and if you want a little inspiration, we have our Bonobo Way at DomCon now playing on YouTube, and you can get yourself excited about it, or just watch this show again, and you'll certainly get excited to join with other BDSM fans, all run by our good friend, the very dear Mistress Cyan.
Woo!
Yes, yes, indeed. And so we're very excited about that. And please donate what you can to help save the bonobos. They are highly endangered. Donate to Lolia Bonobo or Bonobo Conservation Initiative. And we just got a wonderful note from the Jane Goodall Institute, that Jane Goodall, Dr. Goodall, is reading The Bonobo Way, and she loves it. So give to the Jane Goodall Institute. Help out those common chimps, too. And all kinds of animals, actually, non-human animals. So give what you can, because right now there's no more EPA. There's a great need for us to reach out and help each other. And that includes humans and non-human animals, too. All right, so celebrate your holidays. Make love, not war. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
See the clap sign.
Woo!
Clap, 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 clap.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. 291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.